There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're delighted to welcome to the studio, as so often happens at this time on a Monday morning, Jeff Rhodes, CEO of Rhodes Precious Metals and Principal Consultant at Rack Gold. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, good morning.
Right, the gold price this morning, $1,329, and it's... I suppose it's been okay, a bit of stability there, but it hasn't really been. It's dropped a little bit. Apart from a little blip in the second half of last week, there's been some reasonably healthy gains over the last month or two as well. But it's been a turbulent market on turbulent few weeks on the markets in general. Everything else has been up and down. Bitcoin all over the place, markets all over the place. What's given gold the strength to at least hold on to the 1300s?
Well, I think the key influence on global markets over the last two or three weeks has been trade wars and the threat of a global trade war. I think gold was looking pretty soft. If we go back two or three weeks, it looked as though it would dip below 1300. Then, of course, we had this Trump getting involved with, imposing tariffs, first of all, in Europe with steel and aluminium, and then latterly looking at China and imposing, and I don't know whether the tariffs have actually been imposed, but threatening to impose tariffs on China. That gave gold a bit of a boost up to 1355 a week or so ago, but last week was disappointing. We saw gold give up most of those gains, fall back to 1320, ended at 1324 last Thursday, and actually was looking soft, and I was going to give you a fairly bearish outlook for this week. Then guess what? China imposes tariffs on the US, and suddenly gold is up around 1329, 1330. I think you're going to have more of this. I think it was 6 weeks ago I identified that gold had moved into a trading range type of market rather than trending, with the parameters being 1300 on the downside and around 1360 on the upside. And indeed, the price has been bouncing between those parameters for the last 6 weeks. It looks as though we've got a bit more of that to come before we do break. And the break, will it be up or down? I still think it will be up, given what's going on in the world.
We talked a few weeks ago about the relationship between gold and Bitcoin, and really asking, was there a relationship? Has there actually been a boost for gold from this huge turbulence in Bitcoin? It's been running in a trading range of about $3,000 up or down for one unit in the last few weeks. Has gold benefited from that?
No, it's completely irrelevant. I don't know any major gold trader that pays any attention to the Bitcoin price. Maybe investors and speculators like to think there is a connection, but I just don't see it.
Maxwell Gold, who is happily titled, he's head of investment strategy at ETF Securities. He said that while the gold market is benefiting from rising volatility and rising inflation pressures and also stable interest rates and a weak US dollar, to really kick on and gain momentum and to cross that $1,400 an ounce mark, what's really needed is physical demand from the US and from emerging markets. I mean, where do you see that coming from when consumer confidence is flat, particularly in many emerging markets?
No, I think physical demand will come as portfolios grow in value. If the world is doing well, if you follow the model of 5 to 10% of your wealth being in gold and your wealth is growing, that naturally adds to your gold portfolio. Now, should you buy in physical or should you buy gold shares or buy futures and so on and so forth? That's for you to decide. I always believe that if you're going to be in gold, you should be in physical. ETFs, of course, are backed by physical. They're not actually physical, but they are backed by physical. Whereas in this part of the world, of course, it is very easy to buy physical gold and store.
I guess, that makes a lot of logical sense, doesn't it? That if people's wealth is growing, they will buy more gold. But, of course, a lot of people at the moment, their wealth is shrinking, and they're actually selling the 5% that they might have had just to pay their daily bills.
No, I don't know that that's true. Definitely, I think people sell gold if their portfolio is falling in value and you get margin calls, and maybe you sell gold to pay for margin calls. I think it's very rare that believers in gold will sell gold to pay for their daily bills. But what they would do, of course, they could swap it. I mean, look, you see, India back in the early 90s was bankrupt. Yeah. Really was. And what did it do? It swapped its gold for dollars, short term with big US banks. And, you know, happy days, India's now a booming economy. I think if you own gold physically, you don't have to sell it to raise money. You could swap it or pledge it.
I've been reading a lot of stories about the US debt pile recently, and although we talk about the inverse relationship between the gold and the US dollar, what's the relationship between gold prices and US debt? What's the dynamic?
The dynamic is what sits in the middle of that, i.e. the value of the US dollar. So, you know, rising US debt probably leads to a devaluation of the dollar, which leads to higher gold prices. So I don't think there's a direct correlation between the gold price and, let's say, Treasury yields, although many people do believe that, certainly. I'm rather look at the impact of Treasury yields on the value of the US dollar, and therefore the value of the US dollar versus gold. So there's a three-way relationship there, but fundamentally, gold is that alternative currency to the US dollar and to all currencies.
This time next week, Jeff, or thereabouts, we're going to be not in the Business Breakfast studio, but at a hotel in Dubai, because it's the Dubai Precious Metals Conference. You're speaking at that conference. I'm going to be there as well. I know one of the things on the agenda is taxation and VAT. For you, what's the big issue, the big talking point, the big problem to be solved at this year's event?
Well, I think VAT, I don't know that VAT is that much of a problem there. I think it's understanding the impact of VAT on the markets. I think that's an important issue. I'm actually moderating a panel on bullion banking. And I think I've always said, and I've had a mantra for the last 5 years here in the UAE, to promote local bullion banking. And I think, you know, focusing on providing finance for this market, because when the DMCC was first established back in 2002, the size of the gold trade, Richard, was about $5 billion. Last year it was about $55 billion. Now that market needs financing. If there's more financing available, I could see the size of Dubai's gold sector growing even more. So I think finance is a key aspect.
So why don't we have bullion banking? Because 15, 20 years ago, when I was a junior reporter at Reuters, you were a bullion banker.
I was.
You were at Standard Bank.
I was. Yeah, look.
Did that industry not grow from there?
No, I think that's a key point, because the international bullion banks, for whatever reason, have retreated from this market over the last, you know, 5 to 10 years. What does that mean? It means a massive space in the market for someone to move into that space. And I'm really delighted that one or two of the local banks are definitely looking at replacing the international bullion banks. Eventually, I think, if that's successful, you'll see the major international banks come back into the sector.
First of all, just one quick question on that. What's the one, I don't know, problem they have to solve or thing they have to fix to make that happen? What's made them go away, and what has to happen for them to come back?
Well, I think it's a regulatory situation and reputational. The key, if you're an international bullion bank, clearly gold has that feeling that there is reputational risk. I don't believe there is, but that feeling is definitely there. I think they have to gain a degree of comfort, and I think the way Dubai's market is going, it's very positive, and I do believe that the international bullion banks will come back into this market.
Lastly, Jeff, what's the demand like from our doorstep market, India, at the moment?
Yes, it's solid. I mean, there's nothing special going on. It's just solid day in, day out. There is always demand from India. Gold buying in India isn't driven by the price. It's really driven by culture. And so Indians will always buy it, and this remains the most attractive place in the world for Indians or anyone to come and buy physical gold.
Well, long may it remain that way. Jeff, thanks very much indeed. Jeffrey Rhodes, CEO of Rhodes Precious Metals, Principal Consultant at Rack Gold. Thanks very much for coming in.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.